Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for tech managers. I help tech managers like you, yes, you, to build your dream career. The question is, how do you do that? The question is, how do you get unstuck from where you are right now in your career, wherever it is, with whatever resources you have available to you or don't have available to you, with whatever beliefs, with whatever personality, with whatever goals that you have, with whatever challenges you have right now? How do you move from where you are right now in your career to where you want to go? And I'm really getting down to the basics, to the simplicity of this week. So the topic is career conversations and useless career conversations. I talked in the last episode about really how conversations are at the heart of upgrading your career. That is how you upgrade your career. It's through a series of often uncomfortable career building conversations. And if you're not having these conversations in the best way, if you're not having them often enough, if you're not having them with the right people, then it's game over. Your career is dead on arrival and it's going to stay on life support. And really, another theme of this week is simplicity. Simplicity is the pathway to mastery. So many people try to say that upgrading our career is not simple. It's complicated. Oh my God, it's so complicated. You just don't understand. Global pandemic, economy, politics, my boss is an asshole, whatever it is, it's so complicated. I can't upgrade my career. Do not mistake complicated with hard, because upgrading your career is simple. It's simply a matter of having those career conversations. It's simple. It's also hard. So for people who say that it's hard, they're absolutely right. But that you have control over, my friends, that you can say, all right, I'm getting some of the oatmeal off my mouth. Hard is okay. Hard you can get over. Hard you can show up for. Hard you can build muscle with. That's all awesome. So today, I want to really get to the heart of these conversations that I want you all to be having. And at the heart of a lot of conversations, including the conversations you have with yourself, by the way, the conversations that you have with yourself about your career are going to be some of the most enlightening and illuminating and clarifying conversations that you have. And I want to talk about at the heart of these conversations are questions that you ask yourself, questions that other people ask you, questions that you ask other people. And the most important career question for you to find the answers to right now is, what's not working in your career right now? What's not working in your career right now? If you have not answered this question for yourself yet, I highly, highly recommend that you do so. Because if you can't answer that question, then you can't fix it. Then you're basically living your career and your life on autopilot. And you're just letting life happen to you, and you're not shining a light on the problem. You're not shining a light on the challenges, on the difficulties. You're not shining a light on the areas for growth. You're not shining a light on the missed opportunities. You're not shining a light on what sucks right now, and you have to shine a light on that if you want to make it better. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stuck, and you're going to stay in that darkness, and you're going to end up settling for a mediocre career, and you're going to end up staying on that hamster wheel forever. That's the most important question. What's not working in your career right now? I want you all to answer that right now. Pause the video, pause the audio if you need to. Set a timer for 3 minutes. That's all it takes. Set a timer for 3 minutes and start writing. What's not working in your career right now? All of the ways that it's not working. And look, for some of you, here's the thing. Here's what I want you to know. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking. We hear it all. We hear it all. This, by the way, is the first question that we ask every single person who reaches out to us for help. If you've had a conversation with us, you know that. We've had thousands of these conversations over the last 6+ years. And those conversations, after we get to know each other a bit and we frame the call and we answer any initial questions so that everybody understands what it's all about, once we start getting into the nitty-gritty of it, the very first question, because it is the most important question, is what's not working in your career right now? I highly recommend that you pause this and write it down. There's no right or wrong. Write it down. For some of you, it may be about what's going on at work. That may be the first thing that comes to mind. That may be the first thing that falls on your heart, is that stuff isn't working at work right now. Your boss is an asshole. I alluded to that one earlier. We hear that one a lot. Or it's your boss is just not cooperative. Your boss is a nice guy, a nice gal, but completely ineffective, completely, it's hard to pin her down for a meeting. She doesn't understand the way that businesses work. She doesn't understand you. There's a personality clash, right? All the things that are not working about your relationship with your boss right now. Maybe it's about your relationship with your team or particular team members. There's certain team members where it's like, oh my God, they're rocking it. They're killing it. It's a joy to work for them. And then there's other ones, the troublemakers. You just aren't cutting it. They're not meeting performance standards. They seem bored and you cannot for the life of you figure out how to motivate them. Maybe what's not working in your career right now is the state of the company that you're working for. It's that you're seeing the writing on the wall. There's some changes happening and you're not real comfortable with them. You're like, hang on a second. I've been working for this company for 2, 3, 5+ years. There's new leadership now, or there's been a change in leadership. Maybe your boss has changed 2, 3, 5 times over the last how many months or years? And you're really worried. You're concerned that maybe you're on the chopping block, or your team or your whole department is on the chopping block, and you don't like the way it's going. You don't like the culture where you're working. Or maybe you just started working somewhere. Maybe you're only 3 months in, 6 months in, 9 months in, and you're like, oh, hang on. I don't think I actually like it here. It was all a facade when they hired me. Like, it seemed like it was going to be this thing. And now that I'm more getting into it, it's, oh, wow, this is not what I expected. This is not going well. That could be what's not working in your career right now. Could be about your boss, the people you work with, the place that you work, the culture that you work. The other things that may come to mind is more in terms of your career than the work that you're doing. So it may be, I've been underrecognized and underpaid for the last 5, 10, 15 years, and it's got to stop, and I don't know how to finally get recognized. And you're feeling that lack of recognition and it hurts. All you've gotten is maybe a 10% raise. and it hurts because you know you deserve more, because you know that you've seen friends of yours who you went to high school with, who you went to college with, who you've gotten certifications with, and they're getting raises, they're getting promotions, they're earning 175, 200, 250, 500K a year, and you're still stuck at 150. And it hurts, and it sucks. Maybe you're on the job market. Maybe you were in that situation where it's like, I see the writing on the wall, I'm leaving. It's time for me to move on. I've sucked all of the juice that I could out of this job, and it was great out of working for this particular company. It's time for me to move on. And you're on the job market, and that's what's not working. You can't get any interviews. Or maybe you are getting interviews where you can't get any offers. Maybe you are getting offers, but it's not for the jobs that you want. You'd be settling, and you're not here to settle. And you're having a hard time moving those conversations forward. You're on the job market, and you're terrified of negotiating. You've screwed that piece up way too many times before. You don't know how to negotiate. When do I mention the price? Or when do I mention the money? When do I mention my price tag? Do I mention my price tag at all? If I do, how do I do it? How do I counter? And that fear of that negotiation conversation is actually keeping you from winning on the job market. Do I negotiate just for salary? Is it for other stuff too? And how do I even do that? I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want to come off like an entitled little kid who's like, hey, give me money. No, you want to come off as a servant leader, as someone who deserves to get paid more, as someone who owns their worth, and you don't know how to do it. And you're scared. There could be any number of things. These are just some of the bigger themes that we hear again and again and again and again. What's not working in your career right now? The right now piece is important as well. It's not about what wasn't working 5 years ago. You don't need to get into the history here. It's right now what's not working. Right now, what are you feeling? Right now, what sucks about your career? You have to go there. If you don't, you're never going to upgrade your career. You're never going to earn that raise. You're never going to earn that promotion. And you're going to be destined to stay stuck where you are right now. And that's the best case scenario. What's more likely is you go into a downward spiral of actually getting paid less and less because the standard of living goes up, the cost of living goes up and up and up. So by the time you retire, whether that's in 10 years, 20 years, you're actually earning less than you are right now, adjusting for the cost of inflation. It's time to answer that question for yourself. What's not working in your career right now? And then comes the answer. In other words, how do I fix it? Right? That's what's next. How to answer that question is just to get really truthful. What's not working in my career right now? How you answer that question is just to get really truthful with yourself. To shine a light, to shine a microscope on all the things, on all the gaps that exist in your career, in your work, in your ability to lead right now, every single one of them. And then it's like, okay, what's next? What's next is we fix it. What's next is you get committed and you take action so that you can fix it. Because any rational person, any intelligent person, any committed person, and you are all of those, once you shine a light on how much is sucking right now, how many opportunities you're losing right now, how much money you're losing right now, how much stress you're feeling right now, and the effect that that's having on you, once you get to the truth about that, you don't even have to over-embellish. You don't even have to get melodramatic. It's simply the truth. And once you get to the truth of it, it's like, oh, wow, I have to fix this. There is no question. I have to. I must fix this. I am committed to fixing this. How do I fix it? I want to fix it now. That's when you know you're ready to take action. That's when you know. When you're like, when you get to that state of resolve of like, this is a must. How do I do it? That's awesome. That's what we call decisive, committed, resourceful, and coachable. So then the question becomes, so if you're there right now where you're like, how do I fix this? I need some clarity right now because it's a must. Where I want you to start is to start thinking about the conversations that you've had and haven't had. Because at the end of the day, upgrading your career is about having those often uncomfortable career building conversations. So if you've already reached that state of resolve, I must fix my career right now, what I want you to do is also write down how many career building conversations have you had in the last 2 weeks. Career building conversations. Conversations with your boss about, hey, boss, I need that raise. Hey, boss, I need that promotion. How can we make it happen? Career building conversations in terms of you've been on interviews and they're really interested and so are you. Career building conversations in terms of you are talking with people about, here's how I can make this happen. Here's how I can get to that next stage in my career. How many career building conversations have you had in the last few weeks? If the answer is zero, then that's what it is. And sit in that for a moment. I have not had any. I have had zero career building conversations in the last 2 weeks. That shines a light on the truth. Maybe you've had 20. Maybe you've gone on 10 interviews. Maybe you've had 5 conversations with your boss. Maybe you've had tons of conversations about this and it's not getting you anywhere. That's the truth too. It's kind of like, oh wow, I've had 20 career building conversations in the last 2 weeks and it's still not fixed. It's not getting anywhere. I'm not getting any traction. I'm not getting any momentum. Wow. Get to the truth of how many. These are the symptoms, folks. The reason that a lot of people think that upgrading your career is so complicated is because there aren't a lot of career coaches out there. And going to talk with a career coach, with experts like us who have proven systems, who have the expertise to help you get to that next step after what's not working and how many conversations have you had, is because there's not a really good model for it. There's not a really good frame for that conversation. Like when you go to the doctor, it's like, you know how to prepare to have that conversation with your doctor. You know that your doctor is going to ask what the symptoms are. And maybe you go on WebMD and you go doom scrolling online to find out what it might be. But because you're responsible and because it's bad and you actually want it to get fixed, you don't diagnose yourself over the internet. You might bring some of that information to your doctor. Hey, doc, I saw that it might be a migraine. Could this be it? But then the doctor's going to say, hang on, what are the symptoms? And she or he is going to ask you a series of questions around symptoms. And they're going to ask you about symptoms that you didn't even think that you could have had. But then you're like, oh, yeah, actually. Like, have you ever any, you know, they might ask questions around, okay, how many headaches? How often have you had headaches? Is it affecting your sleep? Are you noticing blurriness in your vision? Oh, wow. Hadn't thought about that, but yeah, actually I am. So they're going to ask you these questions around symptoms so that they can get even more clarity and so that you can get even more clarity. That's what we do. That's what we do. Is we help you get clarity around what's not working in your career right now and what the symptoms are. In other words, how many conversations have you had with your boss? How many interviews have you been on? Conversations, lack of conversations, too many conversations without an outcome are symptoms. And we need to understand those. Then we can go deeper. Here's the thing though, you need an expert to guide you to go deeper. because you have blind spots, because you don't have expertise in upgrading your career, because you don't have proven systems and proven strategies and world-class support to help yourself upgrade your career. You don't have that perspective. You don't know that it's even worthwhile to ask how many conversations have you had. And what to probe around that. That's why we have a conversation. And so I know a lot of you are at the point of resolve where it's like, I'm ready to fix this. What's next? Or some of you are like, all I know is that I have a career problem and I don't even know where to start. So I've given you some places to start. What's not working in your career right now? And after you journal that out and answer that, and you start thinking about how many career conversations have I had, takes 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes, what's not working in your career right now? Write it out. Then the next 5 minutes, well, how many conversations have I had? And write it down. That's it. And then I want you to book a call with us. Because what's going to happen if you don't book a call with us at thepeoplestack.com/book? If you don't book a call with us, you are going to go down your own rabbit hole, full of its own blind spots, full of its own unconscious incompetence. In other words, you're going to think that you're getting towards the answer, but you're not. Because those blind spots you didn't even realize that are there, you don't know what questions to ask yourself. Somebody else has to ask them to you. And I promise you, your friend who is well-meaning, but is not an expert in helping tech managers to upgrade their careers, is not going to be the person to have this conversation with. So stop doing what's not working and get the help that you need. I'm not here to convince you. I'm not here to pressure you. I'm not here to force you into anything. The reason that I am so passionate about this is because I know the way out. And I am 100% confident that if you show up coachable, and you show up decisive and committed and resourceful, those are the keys to your dream career. And it breaks my heart that so many people choose not to do that. Because of fear, because of worry, because of doubt, because of cynicism, because of anger, because of frustration, and they just want to stay there, and that's fine. But I know that a good portion of you don't want to stay there. You don't want to stay in fear and doubt and uncertainty and the way that in anger and frustration and depression and anxiety. I know you don't want to stay there. That's why you're listening. The key to unlock that is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. I've given you those tools, the 10-minute exercise, what's not working in your career right now, and how many career conversations have you had. But if you can't even bring yourself to do that, and you're just staring at a blank page, I want you to book a call with us, because that's what's not working in your career right now, is that you don't know what's not working in your career right now. And we will help you get that clarity. No one else is going to be able to do that. I can promise you that. No matter the outcome of the thousands of the calls that we've had, every single time in their own way, people have said, wow, this wasn't the conversation I expected. Wow, I got so much clarity. Wow, I got so much value out of this conversation. I'm so glad that I had it today. Because if you don't fix your career right now, it's game over. Right now is all you have. So you have a choice. You can stay stuck in uncertainty. You can stay stuck in I don't know. You can stay stuck in fear, in guilt, in apathy. You can stay there. And you can watch your career wither away and die. You can just basically flush tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars down the toilet. You can fail to harness your biggest wealth building assets. You can fail to harness your career as that. You can leave your legacy. You can leave your impact to chance. You can keep doing that. That's your choice. Or you can get clarity about what's not working in your career right now and the conversations you need to have in order to land that raise, finally get that promotion, or land that hell yes job. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve you. We're here to serve the ones who are committed. We're here to serve the ones who have resolved to never again have to worry about what's next in my career and how do I talk to my boss and how do I negotiate. Never again want to have to ask yourself the question, what if I get fired? Because if you do, you have a plan. You have support. You'll never again have to ask yourself the question, what if I get laid off? What if my bank account goes to zero? If it does, it's going to suck a bit. That's okay. But you know how to get yourself out of it because you've chosen to make your career your number one priority right now. And when you do that, you have control again. You have control over building your legacy. You have control over the money that comes in. You have control over your value. You have control over your impact. You have control over the freedom that you get to build for yourself and your family. You have to be willing to have those conversations. The first one is with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We will guide you. We will hold your hand. We will also hold your feet to the fire, also known as we will call you out on your BS, because you're not going to do that for yourself. Because you can't, because you have blind spots. I'm not saying you're not going to do it because you're not strong enough or that you don't know how to. We try to call ourselves out on our own BS, but you just basically end up in this spiral of your own thinking. We get you out of that. We get you out of that. So if you're willing to start having the conversations that you know you need to have so that you can finally build your dream career, so that you can finally choose to make your career a priority, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to ask you the most important question. What's not working in your career right now? We're going to guide you through it. We're going to ask you about conversations you've had and that you haven't had. We're going to get you clarity around that. And then we're going to go even deeper to get to the root cause of what's not working. And more importantly, how to fix it and how to get where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we're the ones who are going to help you, who can help you with our proven strategies, with our world-class support, if we're 100% confident we can help you, we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how. If we're not, we're going to guide you toward resources that are going to help you get there so that you can get ready. Show up coachable, show up resourceful, committed, decisive. That's all that you need to do. That's it. If you do that, it's going to be the most clarifying, valuable career conversation you have ever had. thepeoplestack.com/book. And if you haven't begun to answer the most important question for yourself, I highly recommend that you do. What's not working in your career right now? That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.